Praying the Stations of the Cross. What are the benefits? Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. 2 weeks ago, we were in our living room and we were getting ready for a family prayer. It was a Friday. And instead of pulling out the rosaries, we decided to do something a little different. We decided to pray upon the Stations of the Cross. And we used a meditation from St. Alphonsus Liguori. And after we went through it, it was just a real moving experience for me. And I gained a tremendous benefit. And so I'd like to share with you six different benefits from praying the Stations of the Cross. So benefit number one, you realize you are loved. Why? Because the passion of Jesus proves his passionate love for you. Jesus said to St. Faustina, "For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of my mercy for you. Come then with trust to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart." And notice when Jesus is speaking to St. Faustina, he's always saying, "You, you, you." It was all done for you. And so when we meditate upon the passion of Christ, we come to the realization that every step that Jesus did, he had you in mind. And then we realize our value. We're loved. How much so? To the point of death, even death on the cross. Which leads us to the second benefit. Number two, we realize the horror of sin. Why? Because we realize Jesus just wasn't thinking, "Oh, it's a nice day to get crucified." No, this was all in the economy, the plan of God for the salvation of the world. And so he sent his son, his only son, for what reason? To pay the price for sin. See, we have to understand something. Sin is just not breaking a rule that has kind of been set out in stone. No, sin, first and foremost, is an offense against God. Now, who is God? Well, he's infinite. Therefore, when we sin, it is an infinite offense because it's offending the infinite one. So how in the world can we make up for an infinite offense? Well, we simply can't. Therefore, God, in his loving kindness, sends his Son, the infinite one, to pay the price for our infinite offense. So when we see Jesus going in our minds through the passion, we realize this is what our sin has caused him, which should move us then to what? Repentance. Sorrow for sin. And we can repent for a couple reasons. We can repent because we're afraid to go to hell. That's imperfect contrition. We can repent because we're afraid of the temporal punishment due to sin. And that's a good starting point. And again, that's imperfect contrition. But number three, we can repent out of love for God. And that's where perfect contrition comes in. And so when we see that Jesus has done all of this out of love for us, and that it is our sins that nailed him to the cross, that we all were partakers of Christ's passion, we're all authors of Christ's passion, and moves us to ask God's forgiveness out of love for what he has done for us. And the third benefit of praying the Stations of the Cross, number three, it brings joy to Jesus. Now, do you want to please Jesus? I hope so. I mean, think about, do you want to please others? That's a terribly frustrating endeavor. How about pleasing yourself? Have you ever perfectly done it? It just can't be done. We will never be able to perfectly please others. We'll never be able to perfectly please ourselves. What we've been placed here upon this earth to do is to glorify God. And this pleases Jesus. So when we place our minds upon the passion of Jesus, it pleases him. How do we know this? Jesus said to St. Faustina, "The contemplation of my painful wounds is of great profit to you, and it brings me great joy." Benefit number four, it leads us to union with Jesus. What are we made for? We're not made for things. We're not made for pleasure. We're not made for power. We're not made for influence. We're made for God. And if our hearts aren't resting in God, we will be restless. St. Paul of the Cross said, "The remembrance of the most holy passion of Jesus Christ is the door through which the soul enters into intimate union with God." So if we want to grow in union with Jesus, we should place our minds upon his passion, which is the source of our union with him. Everything flows from the cross, which leads us to number 5, benefit of praying the stations of the cross. It gives us strength to carry our own cross. Have you ever noticed in life that the Christian life requires suffering? It does. And suffering sometimes when we realize that there's sin in our life and we have to detach from it and give it over to God, that can cause us suffering interiorly. Because why? Because we're attached to that sin. So there's a dying to self, a giving up of the pleasure of that sin. And so we have to let it go. So it causes the passions within us some pain. But then sometimes when we experience a different type of passion. Sometimes it's when we choose to do the right thing, we get great consolation, but it doesn't console the people around us. In fact, following Jesus sometimes causes other people distress because they don't like the change that is happening in our life. So when we look at our life and look at the crosses that we're carrying, if we're only looking at our own cross, what happens? Well, we can get a little depressed, kind of overwhelmed, maybe sad. What's a good idea? Turn our minds to the passion of Jesus and his cross. And when we look at the heaviness of his cross, our cross seems a lot lighter. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, "My daughter, meditate frequently on the sufferings which I have undergone for your sake, and then nothing of what you suffer for me will seem great to you." And the 6th benefit of praying the stations of the cross, it sanctifies our soul. What does that mean, sanctifying our soul? It means that we're growing in sanctifying grace. And why is that important? Well, no sanctifying grace, no heaven. Sanctifying grace is when we partake in the very life of God and he dwells within our soul. And meditating upon the passion of Jesus increases this life within us. All mental prayer does. So it is participation in the sacraments and good works, assuming that we're in the state of grace. St. Alphonsus de Liguori said, "There is no practice more profitable for the entire sanctification of the soul than frequent meditation of the sufferings of Jesus Christ." So those are 6 benefits of praying the stations of the cross. Now, how do you practically do that? Well, I'd like to give you a tool. St. Alphonsus Liguori has a beautiful meditation of the Passion of Jesus. We've created a video with his words and some music. Click the link around this video. You'll be taken to that video. Bookmark it, use it as a tool, use it frequently, and I hope that you're blessed by this, his powerful words, because it really draws you in to the passion of Jesus Christ. So my friends, thank you for watching. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Have a great day.